think I mentioned previously how I ended up choosing this book. And given that it is the truth about stories, and stories are what you make them, I have to agree with Tishare in terms of your interpretation of a story. Your personal interpretation will determine how much of it is fact and how much of it is fiction. When I read this book throughout the entire book, I kept asking myself, how much of it is Thomas's experience? And how much of it is someone else's experience, and how much of it is fiction? When he starts the book, he starts about, I'm going to tell you about a story, and he says that the story changes based on how you state the words, how you enunciate. It also changes based on the audience. So in terms of fact or fiction, or truth or fiction, or fictitious, or truth, it really is in the eye of the beholder. But because this book is so wonderful, and I know that you will love to go out and purchase it, I want to read you. I have marked a couple of places to read, because I'll explain it, truth or fiction, truth about stories, by reading a little bit from here. And soon my eyesight will start going. I might have to turn up the lights if I'm going to read any more. But I'm just going to read a little bit about racism. There's a narrative through this book that talks about sexism and racism, the world, the environment, or balance, how we live with each other in harmony, and it really is important, and you can determine whether this could be Thomas's experience, your experience, or somebody else that you might know experiences this. If there was a racial divide in the town, now Thomas grew up in California, just to let you know, it was the line between the Mexicans and everyone else. Some of the Mexican families had been in the area long before California fell to the Americans in 1848 as a spoil of war. The rest had come north later to work the fields and had settled in Roseville and the other small towns, Elk Grove, Lottie, Stockton, Turlock, Merced, Fresno, that ran through the heart of the Sacramento and San Joaquin valleys. I went to school with Hernandez and Gomez's, but I didn't socialize with them. Didn't even know where they lived. My brother and I kept pretty much to our own neighborhood, a five and, or six block area on the northwestern edge of town, bounded by auction yards and an ocean of open fields. And this part really struck me. He said, racism is a funny thing, you know. Dead quiet on occasion, often dangerous. But sometimes it has a peculiar sense of humor. The guys I ran with looked at Mexicans with a certain disdain. I'd like to say that I didn't, but that wasn't true. No humor here, except that while I was looking at Mexicans, other people, as it turned out, were looking at me. In my last year of high school, I mustered enough courage to ask Karen Butler to go to the prom with me. That's not even her real name, of course. I've changed it so I don't run the risk of embarrassing her for something that wasn't her fault. I should probably begin by saying that at 18, I was not the prettiest of creatures. Tall and skinny, with no more coordination than a three-legged stepladder, I also had drawn the pimple card to brighten my adolescence. Pimples, the word has an almost dainty sound to it, like dimples. And I'm gonna leave you at that.